today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, Salamun Alaikum and welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this episode to listen to. It's about how to control thought according to Islamic point of view. But first, as usual, we'll look at the calendar. On Thursday, we are here in the studio of IRIB English Radio with this program, Today's Special. Today is 12th of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of February, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, let's listen to chapter Ar-Ra'd from the Holy Quran, verse 28.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah. Unquestionably, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who acknowledge the unity of Allah and accept His attributes and the prophetic mission of His Prophet, peace be upon Him and His pure progeny, and embrace whatever has been revealed from Him, and their hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, allow Allah to soothe their hearts regarding His blessings and rewards with the thoughts of Him, and of His grace and favors, for Allah's promise is decisive, and nothing will soothe the anxiety hearts better than His divine truthful promises. To remember Allah does not mean merely paying lip service to Him, though it is one of the clear examples of thinking of Him, for what counts is thinking of Allah in all circumstances, in particular at the time of committing sin.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Again and again, we want to control thought. And we want to learn more about it according to Islamic point of view. You should know that the initial stage of every knowledge that is within your choice is your thoughts and notions. These thoughts and notions lead you into fantasies. These fantasies lead towards the will and desire to carry out these fantasies. These fantasies lead towards the will and desire to carry out. These wills and desires demand act should be committed. Repeatedly committing these acts cause them to become habit. So the goodness of this stage lies in the goodness of thoughts and notions. And the wickedness of these thoughts lies in the wickedness of thoughts and notions. You must know and understand that you are not your thought. Thought of this sort are introduced to the heart externally. Regarding evil thoughts, it is very likely they are from the whispers of Satan.
Brother Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very show, we are going to talk about how to ward off demonic thoughts. That is, how can we get rid of these demonic and satanic thoughts? The next point that I need to refer to in order to control and combat negative and demonic thoughts is to have good friends. A good friend is very important in controlling thoughts. Friendship is not a trivial matter, but one of the essentials of the life. And is somehow related to human thought, because the impact of a friend on us is not sudden and tangible to easily distinguish the right from the wrong. Rather, it has an emotional, continuous, and gradual effect on us. Therefore, our friend must be a worthy, righteous, and God-fearing person so that he adds to our intellect and religion. Not that we lose what we have because of a friend. Hence, if we have a good friend, it is impossible for vile thoughts to affect us and pollute our thoughts. The next factor that we need to talk about is wisdom. One of the ways to control emotions and undesirable thoughts and balancing the sexual instinct is to use the power of reason and intellect. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, indeed, there are bad thoughts and desires for the hearts, and the intellect prohibits them. Therefore, reason is the benevolent guardian that prevents the outbreak of instincts. So when we are doing some reasonings, so it means that the guides that we have do not prefer momentary pleasures. So our reason does not let us to prefer momentary pleasures over lasting pleasures. And considering the corruptions and outcomes of lust and debauchery, it avoids following unbridled desires and demonic and selfish thoughts indiscriminately. Of course, weak and incapable reason can never control the fierce and unruly emotions of youth. Rather, reason must be illuminated, which is only possible by performing good deeds, relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, and seeking intercession from the infallible Imams, peace be upon them all. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, a remembrance of the Ahlul Bayt will be the cure for spiritual, psychological, and physical illness.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light, be like a rose, in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
In this part, there is a way to kill our negative thoughts. That is ending our day on a positive note. How you spend your day and also leaves a significant impact on how well you sleep at night without any stress holding you down. So when you make wudu or ablution, thank Allah for all that you have already accomplished and make supplications to Him. Your next day also starts on a positive note. be grateful for everything you have. Sometimes in our life, we are ignoring 99% of the good things and just worrying about the 1% of bad things. Every day, we must look at the bright side of life.
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny. You're my revenue. You're the reason that I breathe. You are all that I believe.
Try guided imagery. Guided imagery is a meditation technique where you visualize positive, peaceful scenarios to promote a calmer state of mind. Get started with this simple exercise. Get comfortable and close your eyes. Take a few slow, deep breaths. Try to think of something that brings you peace, whatever that's the lakeshore, the path at your favorite park, or a leafy, crisp autumn day. Picture yourself wandering through the scene you've created. Keep breathing slowly. Spend 10 to 15 minutes enjoying your image. Finish the exercise with a few deep breaths and open your eyes. That are 7 special and key parts and steps for controlling our thoughts.
Sayyid Saleh al-Ghazwini.
What is the way for us to win the battle against shaitan? Win this ultimate war? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah 208. Listen.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi s-silmi kaffah. ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين.
O people, enter the realm of peace. Enter peace. Enter the state of peace. What is the state of peace? Islam. ادخلوا في السلم كافة. Enter Islam. What is Islam? Islam is submission. To submit to the will of Allah. And some of us are scared to submit to Allah. The month of Ramadan is approaching. The month of change. The month of major decision making. The month of reform. And we're scared to give ourselves to Allah. We think that we can choose a better life for ourselves than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we plan for ourselves versus allowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to plan for us. Let me give you an example. When we wake up in the morning, do we wear what we think is right or what Allah thinks is right? If we wear what we think is right, then we're going according to our own plan. We're planning for ourselves. Why? Because we are afraid to give ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We think we know better than Him. So we don't trust Allah. That He is the Razak, He is the Sustainer, He is the Giver. We trust ourselves. We say, no, we're going to take full control.
So, for this episode of today's special, we spoke about controlling our thoughts and one or two ways of killing our negative thoughts. inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic to discuss about it. And till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي